And now, 8 minutes of Harry.
Hello?
Hello?
Vic?
What's going on?
Nothing. Thought I'd come down with a cold, so I came home and took a nap.
Oh, did I wake you up?
No.
Oh.
I woke myself up. I was having a terrible dream.
What about?
I don't remember anymore.
Well, that doesn't...
Might have downright quicker. I don't remember.
Yeah, that doesn't make a very interesting story otherwise.
No, I know it. But the yellow common key was somewhere in there.
Well, that's always in there, isn't it?
I know it. What does it mean?
Nostalgia?
It was probably the only car I ever loved.
I thought you had kind of a high opinion of your Fiero.
I did, but it was kind of like a little plastic street rocket. It didn't have the personality. It hadn't been through the shit me and the Carpegia went through together.
So, you're back at school? Yeah. Oh, was that today? Yesterday.
It's Monday. I only teach Monday and Wednesday.
Oh, so you had a 1 day week?
Yeah.
And you needed a nap?
Yeah. My sinuses are all stopped up. Probably because the heat came on.
You have heat?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, you think I lived in a barn?
Well,
it's kind of a barn.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. Well, I knew you had a... Don't you have a stove? A wood stove?
No, I have a fireplace.
Oh, okay.
And a propane heater and an electric forced air system.
Forced air? You mean you have vents?
Yeah.
Harry?
It's that cheap-ass phone service you've got.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
So what are you teaching these people at school? Really?
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see how that works.
Hopefully they can draw before they get to me. I wish I'd save some of those.
I do, too. To think you drew them every day and thrown out probably 10,000 of them.
Lloyd even accepted them toward the end. That was as good as it got.
Yes, I'll never forget.
But didn't he have you and I in there?
I think he was in your office.
I thought he brought us in and sat us down that damn sofa you couldn't get out of.
No.
What happened to that thing?
Well, I hope it was burned. I'm thinking of driving to Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'll stop by your place on the way so that I can shoot a video and help make you a cult.
When is this going to happen?
I'll give you time to clean the place up.
In 2008, maybe.
I'm going to need some, it'll probably be in the spring.
Okay, well, let me know.
And I'll need to see you, to video you riding the John Deere.
I'll need to wax it again.
Yeah, you'll need to wax it and maybe pimp it out some.
Let me put those big chrome wheels on it.
Some orange flames would be nice. Did he have that tag made up?
My sister, who runs the tag office, wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't. I think that's a freedom of speech issue.
But his other son, who's a big mortgage banker, got wind of it and threw a tantrum because he didn't want his daddy riding up down the highway with that car tag up.
Oh, we've got to put some pressure on your sister to approve that.
Oh, she still laughs about it. He was in the office and she burned that laugh. Said, I'm not approving that.
I'm going to write a letter to the editor. What's the local paper?
No. No, don't stir it up.
What else has been going on in the local news?
Well, one sister wants the other sister to sell Mama's house, and then they're going to build an addition onto the first sister's house so my sister could move over there. Last night I said, well, what about me? What are you going to put me?
And that meant with silence, I assume?
Oh, then they all felt guilty. Now they're going back to looking for Plan B.
How big is Mama's house?
5 bedrooms.
Well, damn, why don't you all just move into Mama's house?
Fred, the damn thing was built in 1850-something, and it's old, and it's the 4 bedrooms upstairs, and it's only got 2 bathrooms. It was fine when we were all growing up.
But you don't want to deal with stairs anymore?
Well, it's hard to get those wheelchairs up and down. I'm getting ready to fire up the dishwasher.
Oh, okay. Well, that takes priority.
Well, it's so loud, I think it's 4-cycle.
4-cycle dishwasher?
It's so loud it sounds like it's called the quad one from Whirlpool. You can't even hear the television. I only cut it up when I go to bed at night because it lulls me to sleep.
Becky makes me turn the fan on because she has to sleep with the fan, the noise.
Yeah.
When you turn it on, it makes a beeping sound, and that makes the dog think that the smoke alarm is going off, and so he barks for 10 minutes every night. It's unbelievable. You ever heard of the Pink Pony?
No.
It's right across from my bank. It's a strip club.
Yeah.
They have a sign now saying that Brandy Lynn Banks is coming, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is they have a 22-ounce steak for $7.
I wonder what kind of animal it is.
I'm really curious about the steak. I mean, I can't get a steak like that at the store, you know, for $7. That's like... what is that, like a $20 steak? So I'm thinking I should go check that steak out.
I think you should.
I had that on my blog. I have a vote on whether I should go try the steak. Have you voted?
Your blog has got so bloated I can't find anything on it anymore. I got on it today, as a matter of fact.
When you say you can't find what you're looking for, you're probably looking for things about you.
I was. Of course. That's the best.
Of course.
I make all my students read them.
This has been 8 Minutes of Harry.